Summit County Manager Tom Fisher said they're still very opposed to HB 98, which was approved by the legislature. It allows private contractors to bypass the county and hire their own building inspectors. Fisher said at this point they haven't heard that Governor Spencer Cotts has taken action on the bill.
According to the staff report, there was still some intrigue of different interests that might be resisting that and encouraging the governor not to sign it. I have not heard of specific bills that the governor is indicating that he's not going to sign up until this point. I've been trying to keep track of that. That bill does concern us, and I'm guessing that if it goes into law, we're going to be working with UAC and the League of Cities and Towns to see where we have the pinch points, to see if in a special session or later sessions we can try and modify that.
He said the bill still isn't very clear.
It basically says that building certificates of occupancy and sign-offs on building inspections of remodels and new construction can be done with a private contractor. And, you know, I believe that at the end of the day that the local government would still be responsible for that final thing and perhaps liable. I don't really understand how that all works, because we are the regulator at the end of the day. Perhaps there's ways that the builder or whoever is paying that private buildings inspector takes on that liability, but I don't get it at this point.
He said the county is still figuring out how to implement several other pieces of legislation.
You know, whether it's emergency authorities, which is changing a little bit, in-county or cross-county annexations, incorporations, accessory dwelling units, and one that's become more and more important in the county is EMS services. And then, of course, we're gonna be seeing what happens with ranked choice voting as well.
Summit County Manager Tom Fisher. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.